Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad of Los Angeles, California. Alhamdulillah. We say alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, the maker, creator of everything in existence, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, as we say, and everything. He is the creator of the most minute biological creation in the sea. Alhamdulillah, he is the creator of everything. As one brother has said, there's only two things. It's only two things in reality, creator and the creation. There's no in-between, no in-between. Allah is the creator of everything. We say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. We seek refuge and help from Satan, the rejected one, in everything we do. Alhamdulillah. We say Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladina amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Alhamdulillah. Khalaqa samawati wal ard. Alhamdulillah. We would like to acknowledge Thomas Abdul Salam, who we know, we have learned, is a pioneer in our community of Blog Talk Radio. Thomas Abdul Salam, 10 or 15 years ago, started broadcasting from Blog Talk Radio to the Muslim population. Since that time, a lot of Muslims have either start producing their own shows or have appeared on other people's shows. You know, and it's grown. In other words, the technology has grown and the da'wah has grown. And alhamdulillah, all we need to do is stay right, keep our hearts right. All praises be to Allah. Do right. And Allah will give the Muslims, the good people, not only Muslims, but Christians and Jews too. The victory, alhamdulillah. So, yes, Thomas Abdul Salam and his wife, Dr. Aisha, they pioneered in our community. They broke the space for Blog Talk Radio and the Muslims doing da'wah and producing shows and spreading the information. Our show, alhamdulillah, our show is entitled The Good Life, Holy Quran Hour. The Good Life, Holy Quran Hour. And we dedicate our show and all our efforts, all our strength to creating a Claire Muhammad School here in Los Angeles, a Claire Muhammad School, a Quranic school, a scientific school, a school that is based in the Islamic tradition, that takes into consideration the legacy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the struggles that the believers had in Chicago many years ago, even though the Islam that they practiced at the time was not the perfect Islam like we have now, you know, and not using the Holy Quran. At least the Honorable Elijah Muhammad introduced words to us like Allah and Muhammad and salat and prayer and hajj and a lot of other Islamic prayer and our restriction from eating pork and drinking wine and whiskey and all that and fornication and adultery. Oh, he really, Abu Elijah Muhammad really did a great job in cleaning us up and attempting to clean us up. And he didn't have the tools that we have. We have the the Holy Quran. We have the life example of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. We have the stories and the history of all the prophets that Allah has sent. We have all that working for us now. All we need to do is have faith in it and work it and produce and produce. We need to talk and work. We need to talk and work. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So all praise be to Allah. Okay. Praise be to Allah. Just a second here. We're going to pull up. We're going to pull up. All right, bro. Bear with me a second here. Bear with me, please. Okay, we won't do that right now. Let's see. All right, bro. If for some reason we're not broadcasting, please let me know. Let's see what we got here now for brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, I think we did it this time. Okay, let's see. All right, bro. Okay, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So, we forever thank and praise Almighty God Allah for giving us this technology, inshallah, and giving us the will to obey Him, obey Allah, and to want to be productive and do something in His name. And we are creating a Claire Muhammad School here in Los Angeles. This is what we're going to do. But from a different angle, we're going to concentrate our efforts on science and technology, engineering, and math. Science, technology, engineering, and math. And this acronym is entitled STEM, S-T-E-M, STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. So we have a website. It's coming up. It's only maybe about 20% done, but it's coming. Allahu Akbar. I hope we are broadcasting to a live audience. Alhamdulillah. If you want to comment, press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you in. Allahu Akbar. Let's see what we got here. Praise be to Allah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is Blog Talk Radio, our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran Hour. And my name is Amin Yasir Muhammad. And we want to capture the attention and the mind of our children. Our children now are being bombarded with a lot of TikTok, what they call TikTok, and Fortnite, and all types of video games that they stay up all night watching. sometimes they come to school and they fall asleep at their desk, having been up all night, and I guess the parents didn't monitor what they were doing. So the kids are, their attention is captured. So right now I'm gonna take care of a little housekeeping here, and let's see what we got here. We can't do that. Yeah, so Davis just cleared Muhammad School. Help us to do this. Alhamdulillah, Allah will bless you. We're building it. Our website is coming up. We're getting our ideas up, and inshallah, soon you'll see what we have as far as the website is concerned. Praise be to Allah. Imam Mikhail Sahir had a beautiful last Sunday he broadcast from his show Words Make People, and Imam Mikhail Sahir is a brother who wrote the book The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the man behind the men. And he has a radio show on entitled Words Make People. It's Sunday at 10 o'clock. And Sunday at 10 o'clock. So all praise be to Allah. He was talking about Jesus. And, you know, it's much talk about Jesus. They call it Jesus, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of Christ, and why so much attention by Christian world. Alhamdulillah. Excuse me, I'm trying to work with let me take off my sweatshirt here. So kind of bear with me. Alhamdulillah. It's been a lot of talk about Jesus. Alhamdulillah. Hold on. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, he calls it the mystery of Christ. Bear with me a second. Let me see if I could do a little bit more housekeeping. If the call drop, please call back if the call drops. Let me see if I could do something here. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bashad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bashad. Take your phone off mute. Is your phone on mute? Assalamu alaikum, Rashad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bashad. Take your phone off mute. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rashad.
Yes, sir. What is
wrong? Assalamu alaikum. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So it is working. You know, this technology is something. I'm here at the laundromat over here on El Segundo and the 405 freeway. My clothes got all backed up and everything. I didn't have any clean underwear, so I got up about 3 o'clock and came over here. All praise be to Allah. You know, it's nobody but you on the line, but all praise be to Allah. It's all right. Alhamdulillah. And so, good. Yeah, I was talking to Brother Safir yesterday. He was really excited about what I'm doing, you know, because he's an Air Force man, you know. And so, what concerns do you have now? What concern? What recommendations would you make?
Well, you mean recommendations in terms of the website or program?
Our school and Akhir Muhammad School and how we're doing it.
I don't know how you get greater participation. You know, you said you sent out about 50 invitations, you know, to join the program, you know, and I don't know what else you can do besides that. You invite other people to call in, you know. But these are mainly people here in L.A., right, here in L.A.?
Well, most of my participation has been from Brother Muhammad from back east, and Muhammad Sharif from back east, and then Suja and them yesterday morning. You know, Suja and Akbar.
Okay, but the invitations you sent out was mainly here for people here in L.A.
Well, no, they were from all over. I had phone numbers from people all in St. Louis and everything too. But who are you saying concentrate more? Are you saying to concentrate more on people locally, huh?
Well, I would say that's what you said. It's going to be a West Coast edition, right? Of Lifeline, a West Coast edition. So, you know.
Yeah. did you listen to Brother Ayman this morning?
No, man. I was listening to Lifeline, and when Lifeline went off, you know, I guess I kind of may have dozed off a little bit, but by the time I called in to Ayman, you know, it was gone because Fajr actually starts about 4:30 or something, you know, 4:35, a little early, you know, 4:30. So, you know, they were gone. I called 5:15. They had finished.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that's so. Ayman is not doing a little Talim or anything.
Yeah, but they're finished. I mean, he reads the Quran, and then, you know, he gives a little explanation, Talim, based upon, you know, what he reads. Little explanation, as he does it as he go along. And also at the end, you know, you ask, are there any comments, you know?
Yeah, okay, if you hear the sound, I'm walking back into the laundry room, if you hear some sound. This technology is really wonderful, brother. This technology,
Oh,
brother.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, Allah has allowed man to, you know, excel.
Yeah. Hold on one sec. Let's see. I want to see if my stuff dry. About 20 some minutes. Let me see. All right. Let's, hold on a second. Bear with me, my brother. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'll give it another maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Fudger came in at what time, about 4:30?
Yeah, it comes in right around there, 4:30, 4:35, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. I won't hold you. Listen. You know, sound like you kind of like yawning. And yeah.
Yeah. Still resting because I was up. I was, you know, at 3 o'clock. I was into listening to Lifeline. You know, listen to it all the way out.
Okay.
All right. I'm doing a lot of check with you. You know, that would be my only suggestion is to try to get, you know, acquire greater participation. You know.
Mhm. Yeah. You know, until I do, I need to figure out how I could broadcast Imam Muhammad or other lectures by the Muslims, Imam Muhammad, and make it sound clear, though. I want it to be clear, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what I want to do, broadcast, you know, because I want to hold this station, you know, and you, a lot of times people tune in because they want to hear the Imam. And if I could do it, you talk to other brothers and see how I could do it so to be clear, nice and crisp and clear. When you, when other shows play Imam Muhammad or only my shows that have a distortion?
No, some recordings, you know, some of his lectures are clear. Clearer than others. Others are not clear, you know.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, so some are clearer than others, you know.
I see.
Yeah, that's some distortion. All right. Talk to you later, my brother.
All right, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
All right.
Thanks.
Wa alaikum wassalam. Oh, alhamdulillah. You're very welcome.
Into my life, so, and get me to I would give them my attention even as a child. I listened to them very carefully.
The following lecture is the sole property of Imam W.B. Mohammed. It cannot be sold or reproduced without written consent or permission. Anyone not complying is apprehended and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam W.B. Mohammed, American Society of Muslim Leaders. The following lecture, titled New Africa, A New Mind, A New Life, A New Beginning for Black People in America, was recorded June the 21st, the year 2003, in Harlem, New York. The lecturer is Imam W.B. Mohammed.
Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Allahu Akbar. We praise God. We say God is the greatest, and God is greater than everything. When we say Allahu Akbar. Yes. Let me first acknowledge that it is God's will that we be here. If it were not his will, we would be here. And we owe him the praise and the thanks for this day and everything. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is our leader, the prophet, last prophet God sent to the world, and his servant and his messenger. And we salute him with the traditional salute, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him. Our greetings of peace, assalamu alaykum to you again. Here at the policy order, a lot of thoughts come to my mind. I'm seeing the one who runs the only one. I'm seeing all that activity. Yes. I hope they're not here today. I don't want them to go away. Comes to my mind that history here in this area, right here in Harlem, you know, we have great history in Harlem. Adam Clayton Power, I was still a teenager, young man, and living in Chicago, Illinois, but we couldn't help but be aware of Adam Clayton Power leadership. And when he was hurt by anything, criticism of him, to her rescue, and also for his family, who brought his faith back to life. He and his children, his family, they come to my mind. And Congressman Langer, they followed one another, you know, and kept this city and Harlem with excellent leadership. So we're aware of all that. And I'm aware, too, that what has brought me to be the leader I am is something Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say very often in his ministry, in the early days of his ministry. He used to say, before he would begin preaching, he would say to the people, the audience, Islam is freedom and equality. And a little fair. Five, six, 7, 8 years old, and then a teenager hearing that, heard it first from his teacher. And then when I was about 14, I would be in the audience and I would hear him saying it. And that's what I think went into my life, into my soul, and kept me very serious minded. I always would listen very carefully to anyone teaching. Didn't have to be my father, but anyone teaching, his teaching, I would give them my attention even as a child, and listened to them very carefully. I took it very serious and had great respect for the teaching of my father and those he taught. And I am convinced of their sincerity, and I'm convinced that God was in their work. Yes. And I'm convinced also that the leaders in the history of the African-American people that are Christians, and that's the great majority, that their leaders, too, have had help from God, and God has been in that work. And I think God stayed with us until we started going after the dollar and forgetting God. But as long as we were trying to be the best human beings we could be and respecting sacred matters, God was with us. He's still with a few of us, but I think he's left most of us. We're on our own. And that's too bad. But don't feel discouraged, because never in the history of the people were there big numbers responsible for leading them. Always a few. Always a few. And really, the followers of those few were always few in number, too, in comparison to the majority of the people. So it doesn't take a lot of people to keep the life and preserve the life of the people, lifeline of the people, the healthy, productive lifeline of the people. It only takes a few. And I'm glad that the Muslims are being numbered now, not as people in some kind of envious or jealous or arrogant competition with Christian leaders, but as friends of good Christians. And we're together in this great work, and I'm happy about that. We have had an identity problem, and I think most of us still don't have a comparable, I would say, identity, or a comparable picture of self-worth, not as individuals, because as individuals, we have great success. President Bush, he has colin power with him as Secretary of State, a great and important position. But I, along with many other religious leaders and government leaders, government figures, believe that Colin Powell is the most qualified man now available to us to lead this government. Whether it will happen or not, we don't know. But we do feel he's the most qualified leader for the American people, Colin Powell. And that says a lot for people who just a little over 100 years ago did not even have freedom in this country. That says a lot. We have made great strides, and we have proven ourselves. We have proven our value as human beings in spite of the conditions designed to destroy our humanity or to destroy our human qualities. We have survived. And I was saying to someone just here a few minutes, about a half an hour ago maybe, that bad circumstances can be so terrible, they can destroy you, make you a terrible person, But if you can survive those circumstances, it can make you a superhuman, at least in your soul, a superhuman. And I do believe that the bad circumstances in the history of African-American people have made some of us in our souls superhuman. Yes, superhuman. And let me get to our subject now, our subject, New Africa. This is an expression that our business people grab, New Africa, and they have opened businesses in that name. New Africa this, New Africa that. But it's not limited to that expression. It's not limited to just the business life. That expression, as we understand it, in our circle here, carries the meaning of the whole life. We believe that, like other people who are called, or who had, pardon me, called the area that they chose to live in, New Scotland, New England, this whole area, in the east, east, north, and the northeast area, New England, Newark, New Jersey, and New York, where we are right now, New York. And York, York was in Newark, it's still in Newark. But the people who came here, they wanted to bring their life from that land across the water to this land here. And they wanted it to be their life. So they named it New York, New York, so that they would have an identity with their past life. And it would say to them and to others that we want our life to begin here again, have a new start for our life. And I think more of our leaders will welcome the expression New Africa as they begin to feel or understand why some of us like that expression, New Africa. For us to mean a new start here. We lost Africa, but we can have a new start here. We can have a new Africa here. And I'm sure New York here is better than New York across the ocean. And I hope that New Africa will be better than Africa across the ocean. Because right now, Africa across the ocean is in a terrible mess. And it's not the fault of the white man right now. At one turn in our history, it was the fault of white people. It includes Arab Muslims who went over there and left good influences and bad influences, left stuff and hurt on the African people. But now it's no more the fault of anybody but the African people, because they are not in bondage to anybody. They are not colonies of other powers. So the fault is there. They have gone after the right thing, after the wrong thing, pardon me. They have gone after the wrong thing, after trying to pursue excellence for their life. They have gone after the wrong thing, as we have gone after the wrong thing, after we equal opportunity in this country, laws passed to protect our citizenship and our rights to citizenship. We started celebrating, having a good time, playing, laughing, dancing, getting high, and we forgot what God has done for us over all these many generations. God has permitted us to be used and abused more than any other soul of the human being. God has permitted the soul of the African people, African American people, or the African people.
But the God that permits that is obligated to do justice by everything. So in the measure that he has allowed us to be deprived, he must award us, and at least that measure, or greater. So when we look at the sad history, the sad turns of events in our life, beginning with the first one, putting us upon slave ships and bringing us here to be slaves as property of others. And following that, at the terrible events in our life, when we look at those events and see the damage to our psyche, the damage to our life as human beings, and the threat to our future as human beings, when we see that and realize that we have overcome that, we're still here, we're still human, and we're still performing excellent.
African, like your Africans of the continent of the motherland, Africa. race at the same age as the people. We have a brand new resolve as a race. So we're different in the abstract picture, and we're different in the single picture. We are not abstracting the same. That is, our mentality is different, spirit different, sensitivity is different, aspiration is different. We were different. We're not Africans anymore of the motherland. We're Africans of this land.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Muhammad.
Let's see, are you on mute? Is your phone on mute?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Appreciate that again.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on.
To everybody.
Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. How's the sound quality? I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
About what I would say is it's a muffled clearness. Clearness. And then you get a hot spot of clarity. But most of it is low, clear muffledness.
Yes, I see.
Description. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, then. All right, then. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, it's only me and you on the line. It was another brother. But all praise be to Allah. You know, if nobody show up for right now, you know, you will place it be Imam Muhammad. You know what I mean? Or, you know, alhamdulillah, until it grow, you know? So.
Yes, sir. But again, if that's all on the program, and I heard it was brother also talking, this is the opportune time to brainstorm and plan while we perfect the program that we have probably, whatever we're doing now that we have probably, like sound and technical stuff, and work it out while not at the expense of listeners who might be trying to pop in and get an idea of what the good life, the Holy Quran, is all about. At least there will be some patience, like the brother was saying a few minutes ago. We'll build a tolerance and patience for both things at the same time. And like we know, this is a balanced reality. What we're doing, we're trying to do like al-Islam is, it's a duality. How to live in this world, but at the same time, don't forget the jannah. See, that's also is a reverse responsibility. Like how to live for the jannah, but don't forget your share of the dunya. So we don't want to put your potential learners who are coming to the program in a hold pattern while we develop a smooth sailing, you know. So take a full advantage of your time to develop and critique and refine your final product, where you'll be on both feet on solid ground and dug in and ready to go for the long haul. So because they'll understand. They know this is a new program, and they know that this is a trial and trial, and you know our program. I mean, activity now right now is trial and error. Excuse me, that's an error. That's where I'm. Trial and error, but we want to make sure we still keep with the theme that's already been etched in stone. You already got a title that we know is always flexible, but it's etched in stone right now. The purpose they're calling is to hear about how the good life is explained in the hour in the Holy Quran hour. Also, they know that this program is dedicated to helping as it develops to generate more interest and more concern about reaching the community members and teachers and principals and educators, as well as general public, how to support reestablishing the Claire Muhammad school system. And that's etched in stone. And then that way they will should know that this is a good time for them to ask questions, to make contributions to what Allah is doing through this program of the Good Life, the Holy Quran Hour, and also keep that attention on. The goal is to generate concern and proceeds, and in the spirit in the Islamic community, especially under the leadership of Imam W. Muhammad, to establish our educational system so that our children and our grandchildren, you know, will get solid five pillars, articles of faith, Islamic manners, accept your morals, accept your education, so that they could be the future leaders of the world, of what was started by Allah and His Messenger, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and others, but more so the responsibility of Imam Muhammad had of teaching the world what it takes to establish a good life, which we know Allah said is called Al-Islam. And it's not, it's the only society, it's the only good life on the planet that accepts unity, no discrimination, no racism. Everything that everybody is looking for and running from is in Al-Islam, but we have to ask a lot of help us get them to see that. No other society is more pure and sincere about the truth of its purpose and definition. You know, though all the other, the word deen and those who are, deen, other ways of life on this earth, Allah said they do not come up to the standards that He has prepared for all people who are now ready and should, after all these thousands of years, realize that there ain't but one God and that there really is a creature called Satan who has been making the human family go through difficulties by whispering to them ever since Adam. And most of them, like we was talking last night on the concern, and these days and times of 2021, when our children are more familiar with technology and the internet than we are as old school people, you know, we're trying to balance of staying on standing time, but at the same time, remember that we are responsible for holding on to this wisdom that we got to give to the world, that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad and His Messenger. So they are familiar. So anytime that they want to catch up, or if they take the good advice of how to live the good life by giving themselves an hour with the Quran every day, you know, and that goes for non-believers and non-Muslims, disbelievers, whatever. If they just spend an hour of the Holy Quran and read the Holy Quran and listen to the avenues that Allah has put all over here in the United States of America, from all the good works that all of us Muslims, and especially us Muslims in the community of Imam W. Muhammad, is trying and struggling and fighting every day the schemes of Shaitan to make sure that they have the opportunity to receive the knowledge of the Quran, the final revelation, because their life is in danger. You know, they are really don't know how much danger they are in, and we don't either. That's why we're trying to hold on to the safety of the Quran, the safety of the life of Prophet Muhammad. And Imam Muhammad was doing the same thing, making us get a better grip, a clear understanding that this rule of law that is invisible to most of our senses is real. And you have to grab it, you know, and you have to have faith. Faith is what makes you hold on to this rope of Allah that you can't see, you can't feel it, you know. But your faith in exposing yourself to the good life of the Holy Quran for our day will improve your whole situation, because all of this is based on the faith of the human being, a creative creature who is trying to hear and obey something that he can't see from his creator, and put his trust into that, and start living, because the concrete history showed that we don't run nothing, and there are two forces permitted by Allah to exist in our reality. That is the influence of Shaitan and our free will to reject it. You know, so it's a good time to let some of the scholars and the people who are listening, who are not responding, this is the time to please come in and show Allah, you know, that we have faith in His existence. We have faith in the history that He has shown us, pro and con, of what obeying Satan will do to you or obeying Allah will help you. And that is the purpose of this program, is the good life that is invited to us by Almighty God Allah, that we have to, with our own free will, of the history that was left for us to guide us from the harm of the hellfire and give us the opportunity to not only enjoy this world while we're doing it and have a good life in this world while we're doing it, because we're Allah's servants. And Allah is not going to let anyone who believes in his existence and what he has left behind for them to study and learn and pattern their life off of, he is not going to let them suffer like we have been doing our own self and what we have been going through. It's all for a reason, to make us understand you got to have faith in Allah and faith in the free will that he has given you, and don't forget who is the enemy of your free will to do so. And that will give you the good life here now, and that will give you the good life that Allah invites us to in the Jannah, you know, and not the bad life that Satan is trying to, any way he can, get us to accept hell after this life and hell right now, like he's been doing for the last couple of thousand, 3,000 or 4,000, how many years since Adam, he has been making a human being, as many of them as he can, accept hell. And some of them have been beat up so bad, like he tried to do with us in our experience, just coming into this world and coming into this destiny of coming from off the ground, treated like an animal, and all like that, how we stand up and still maintain the dignity of the human excellence that Allah has created us in, and show our children and our grandchildren, this is the path for you to follow. You know, and so this is a good time to work out and reaffirm your faith, our faith, to get some benefit out of your efforts that you are doing right now. And like Imam Muhammad said a couple, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago on the Lifeline when he was speaking from one of his, he said, we do not need to duplicate and replicate the success of this world here, because we are forgetting that this is not the world that we're going to. This is not the world that we are going to try to reestablish, because in a very odd way, Shaitan has made us love living in hell. He's trying to make us love being at the bottom of the human totem pole just because of our color. And then if it ain't the color, he'll come up with another scheme, another scheme. But he seems like he always want to keep any human being, including white people, they hillbillies, ridge runners, perverts, murderers, thieves, juggernauts. So they go to show you that even those people who knowingly or unknowingly serve and work for him, they are catching the most worst form of hell. Because every human being on this earth that's got any kind of a decency still functioning in their whole being,
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, Brother Muhammad. SubhanAllah.
Yes, sir.
SubhanAllah. Okay, good. And anybody else, you know, we see some other people on the line. If anybody else want to contribute, make a suggestion. We started out today's show with a talk by Imam Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, you know, is contributing. But if anybody else would like to say something, press 1 on your phone, alhamdulillah. You know, our show, feedback, if you saw the website, if you saw how the website is coming up, if you can, give me a little feedback. It's only about maybe 20% done. You know, they got the first page up there. But give me a little feedback on that. Maybe you might want to say. Press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you into the queue. Alhamdulillah, if you want to say something. Otherwise, your Brother Muhammad, right now I'm kind of distracted, so continue. Just go ahead and continue, brother. Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much for your support.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I would like to explain to anyone who listens, my intention is not to be any more to this program other than being with the brother until he has got things going the way that Allah is guiding him and guiding us through him, if it is meant for it to be that way. I am not trying to educate or anyone in anything other than the Quran and Sunnah, and I try very hard to keep my personal two cents out of everything. So if you are perceiving it any other kind of way, I pray Allah will turn the light on the scheme of Shaitan of trying to divide us and make us compete for the wrong reason for the same goal. That is not my intent, so I want to make that clear. And but we do have to continue every day until we come together as a community of believing Muslims of the Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad, and we are responding to the call of our mujahideen in our times, in the life that Allah gave us in W.D. Muhammad. And I have no doubt about it. We talk and should talk and want to talk with firmness, with truth. We're talking about the truth. We can be clear. We have to be very kind and articulated with it. And inshallah, with Allah's help, make it sweet to the ears of those who are listening for kindness, for love and concern for their situation and their children and their home life, which is supposed to come from the people who they know are called Muslims. And as we know that since we are divided, and every community on this earth right now is divided because they are not bowing down to their creator and who he has chosen to follow is his example of our success that he has already given us, how we can get it. So that is the purpose of all the good works that the Muslims in America, especially those of the community, Imam W. Muhammad, because we still have not made a negative choice to follow our own way, to follow racism, to follow culturism, to try to create a culturism. You know, we are really, really still trying to strive to receive the victory of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even woke us up from the hell that we was in as slaves in America. We want to show Allah, the creator of your world, my world, and any world that you possibly can think of, that we are grateful for having the opportunity after 1,400 years of the final revelation and all those other years in the books of Allah that came before this final revelation. We are not trying to go to hell when we already came over here in hell on ships, chained down in our own defecation and everything, no food, just to get here and continue to receive the same treatment as many other slaves did who thought they were going to get their freedom that they were bonded to or getting out of jail from whatever country they came from, France or Japan or whatever, and wind up here trying to serve off their servitude. The injustice and the deception that all of us has experienced, Allah has blessed the United States of America to have an opportunity to really earn that title of God Bless America. But it's not going to happen except those of us here in the United States of America be pleased with what Allah has given us, pleased with the way he wants us to do it, and take ourselves out of which is a false image of who we are, who God is, how the plants and life that we've been experimenting with and messing with their nature by listening to the whispers of Shaitan, and those of us at different periods of our life have been under the influence and have been developing this world. And that's why we love so much, because we got so much personal interest that we think that we have a right to have it, even at rejecting what Allah invites us to is better. And that is the jihad. That is the struggle of the human being, especially those of us here in the United States of America, who's trying to be free and happy with what Allah has given us and quit trying to hold on like Allah tells us in the Quran. Why do they cling so heavily? Paraphrasing. With the hell that they have already suffered, why do they want to cling so heavily to it and continue to tie to, and there's a reason for those words, fornication and adultery. Why are they trying to mix that with the clear evidence, the clear guidance that they have received in my book and my messenger, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as a beacon of surety and how to get out of this hell hole and help all of your brothers and sisters in faith, regardless of what their faith might be, by helping them get to the one true faith, the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of us in, and have let Satan try to divide us as much as he can. But I tell you one thing, you need to think about this here. Allah has already told us to our face that hell will be full with people who had the opportunity to turn and go straight to what they created to do, and they gave it up for the world. They have accepted going to hell, living like hell now and going to hell afterwards. They have accepted it. And we need to be mindful that that type of person can be anybody who gets you the point in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, so they think that they have, that they think they can start to bargain with the law about what's best for them and what's best for the world, etc. What's best to eat, what's best not to eat, knowing the deception that's involved. All of them, he said, hell is going to be full of them. And that's why it is very important that the more we strive to reestablish the good life of the Holy Quran in this hour of opportunity to share what the Quran say. We haven't really talked about the Quran yet. We got all got something mixed up: Christianity, Buddhism, emotionalism, misdirected compassion for each other. We won't follow the instruction. Allah said, love each other like you love for yourself, you love it for your brother. We don't want to do that. But just like we said, you know, every time something bad happened, you know, all of a sudden everybody's in love with each other and this and that. But bottom line, when they go back to a moment of tranquility, they choose to go right on and ignore what Allah has already guided us to. So the good life, the effort we make to get and spend some time on the Quran like we do during the month of Ramadan, there's a great wisdom in understanding the real benefit of Ramadan. When Allah shows you that you can control yourself to give up on everything of this world, TV, sports, internet, you got a whole list of things that we can go down and say, Allah, with your guidance and your mercy, I'm able to not watch TV this month. I'm able not to get involved in vain talk. I'm able to strengthen my appetite and fast during from sun up from sun down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we know we can do it. We coming out of a grace period called Ramadan to again to remind us we don't need anything except try to get in accord with this last revelation. Or either like Allah says in the Quran, you're going to be caught on the day of judgment in a state that's not al-Islam. And we have been warned not to be caught any other way other than in a state of al-Islam. That's what we need to work on. And the only way we're going to do that is want the good life of the Holy Crown Hour and try to perfect it to be 100% the way it was introduced to you. And so while we're going through this trial and error period, this is the time to perfect our intentions. This is the time to perfect our sincerity. And all the stuff that we went through last year and all the years before that, we've had an opportune time during the month of Ramadan, to see just how much we had our 2 cents in it, how much we let our friends have their 2 cents in it, how much we had the disbelievers, the non-believers, the hypocrites influence our service to Allah and follow an example of his model of human excellence. And then also, during our final revelation, being called by someone Allah has raised from amongst us to help make it clear with all this language and all this images and all these different concepts in our mind, Allah sent us a caller with the ability to break down and remove the obstacles in our path that's keeping us off the straight way. And we also are letting the shaitan in us, in our thoughts, using that terminology, in our thoughts, still ponder whether or not we want to do the right thing or just do the good thing or pretend like we're doing this and pretend like we're doing that. When Allah said, I have made it clear for you. Again now, here in the last month or so that this program has been established itself, we have another opportunity to reach the good life according to an hour of the Holy Quran. Strictly Quran. Wasting time on the history that Allah has given us in the Quran to remind us. But Allah said for the believers to talk straight with each other, to come back together and have shura, and start closing the doors of the dunya, except our own fair share. Thankful that we've had the opportunity again to get on the final path to the jannah, which we should understand that Satan is doing everything he can and everybody he has under his influence. He is just sacrificing your life, your time, your emotions, your intellect on trying to stop the believers like he did when he was trying to stop Musa from leaving Pharaoh, like he tried to do when he stopped Lot leaving Sodom and Gomorrah. When we look at the history of how he tried to stop the people who wanted to go with Noah. Just think about that. We have been so fairly treated and loved by Almighty God Allah that we should understand why he wants us to give him all the praise. Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Okay, we see another call. We see Brother Muhammad Sharif. I was kind of distracted, brother. I was up early this morning and doing some things, moving around. So, alhamdulillah. But, yes, sir, you got the floor. Alhamdulillah. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I didn't get the, assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, unable to get to the website. But you said the website is on about 20% done, so it'd be a while before it's necessary to get to the website because only 20%, a lot more to be done. So I'll wait until it's established, brother.
I sent it to your site, and I sent it to your email that you gave me. You have such a unique. I've never seen an email like that, but it's yours. Alhamdulillah, it's good. But I sent it there, and I don't know why you couldn't open it up and take a look at it or what happened, you know.
Okay, send it to me again. Send it to me again because I didn't get
okay,
it.
Okay, I will.
Yes.
Well, okay, yeah. Alhamdulillah, I sure will. I sure will, my brother. I sure will. Yeah. Yeah, our theme, is a space program, and you know, I talked to a brother. Actually, you're a military man too, Muhammad Sharif, and Muhammad also too. I think you are in the service, but I talked to an Air Force brother who was out here in California. He was so very excited. And
yeah, I was in the Air Force.
Oh, you was in the Air Force too? Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking, yeah, you know, I would probably like to reach out to brothers who are in the Air Force because some are attracted, you know, you to aeronautics and being up in the sky. So, because he was real excited when he thought about what I was trying to do for the children. And I have a kind of like an idea about a kind of like what they call a Space Explorer Scouts, SES, Space Explorer Scouts, where it's modeled after the Boy Scouts and, you know, Cub Scouts, Explorer Scouts, and everything. But they would be more into aeronautics and space, you know what I mean? So he was really, really excited about what we're trying to do, and I'm gonna reach out to him for support. So praise be to Allah, you know. That space program is really fascinating, especially in light of how you see children addicted to TikTok and Fortnite and on all that, you know, the Call of Duty and all that kind of stuff. These are games, and all they do is be killing each other. Be killing kids, just be killing each other and all like that, you know.
That's the purpose of it. That's the purpose of them, to put them in that frame of mind, is killing each other. That's the purpose of it. In time, mm-hmm. you grow up playing those games. Now, human life doesn't mean too much to you, because you've been conditioned to take life from those early mm-hmm. ages. So now you get in a position or get old enough now where you can be directed to a game, into a violent lifestyle and all of that. So now you get old enough where they can get you in a situation where they can put a gun in your hand. And you've been trained mm-hmm. and prepared and programmed for that since you started as a young child. And now they put that gun in your hand, you're going to carry out what you've been taught and programmed to do for those years. So it doesn't take hard anything to make you take a gun and put a trigger and kill someone, because you've been practicing it. You're programmed for doing it. There's no thinking process to avoid that situation. No, it's just do what I've been taught, what I've been playing all those years, and let's not negotiate. Let's not talk about this. Let's try to keep peace. No, that's not on your mind. You're going to do what you've been trained and prepared to do all those years. And that's mm-hmm. how they keep on killing each other and nothing with no feelings. So what I want to mm-hmm. now we're speaking about, you mentioned the military, people in the military. Mm-hmm. I'm reading from the Muslim Journal, our paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping we'll get more and more people to read the Muslim Journal. This is the Marvel Speaks. Now, I don't know if you're updated on Marv. Now, Marv is the Muslim American Veterans Association.
Mm-hmm.
They have an article in the journal almost every week, and head of the commander of Marv, the main chapter in Washington, D.C., is Linda Bilal. So anyway, in this article, it's the 8th or 30th issue, Muslim Journal, under Marv. It said, by Lyndon Bilal, on April 14, 2021, United States Commander-in-Chief President Joseph Robinet Biden, Jr., announced that all U.S. military troops that were deployed to Afghanistan will have departed by September 11, 2021. This is May, right? June, July, August.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 months that those military are going to be coming out of Afghanistan. And I said, this bringing an end to 2 decades of what has come to be recognized as the America's longest war. This will represent 20 years since 3 separate terrorist attacks on American soil occurred. Now, we're fast forward to this. I was doing in the military during the period of Vietnam. Now, when it came close, so they started closing down, ending up the Viet War coming out of Vietnam. Now, there was a whole way we know about, what we read about, heard about, family members, and we. Now, when you end the war in the area, now all those military people you got there, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast, all those people, when you're in that, they got to come back to America. Now, where are the jobs? Where are the businesses? Where's the housing? Like I say, when the end of the war, I mean, people coming back, there's all kind of opportunities open, jobs and businesses start, community programming. Computer program was one of the biggest things that was going at that time. You could go in one building, and they got about 3 or 4 different schools teaching computer programming. That was just one area. So now the question is, when all these military people come back to America, what are they going to do for jobs? What are efforts being made for them to have businesses? Housing. We know we already have a shortage of housing. Where are they going to live for housing? See, they haven't spoke about that yet. But when they start bringing these troops home, in 4 months from now, what's going to be the situation? What have we established for people to come back? So I think I would just say that to let us know in 4 months, the talk will be over. Because they're coming back with that military mind, and they need something to get started. And the talk won't be accepted. Because the man say, I've been serving this country, my government, for 2 or 3, 4, 5 years, something that longer than that. And I'm coming back, and you don't have anything prepared for me? Going to be a problem. So we think on it and going to have to establish something. And if our leaders haven't got us in a position to take, because a lot of jobs and businesses are going to be established, but if you haven't gotten yourself in a position, when those doors open, you're not going to get in. And remember now, the military is going to be first. They have served their country. And they are going to be the first ones to offer these opportunities. I just thought I would bring that to our mind. Please keep getting the Muslim Journal and listen to the news, because it must go around. They're going to let you how many military people going to come to your state, wherever, because they come all over America, Georgia, California, Alabama, everywhere. It's going to affect every city, every state. So we have started making preparation. We only got about 4 months to have So I think I'll leave it there, but keep on following, listen to the news reports and all these things in the next 3 or 4 months.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad, can I support you in what you're saying? Can I support you in what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay, I just wanted to say I also was in Vietnam, and I also spent 15 years as an Islamic lay leader for the United States Armed Service, the Army, for our community ever since we was World Community of Islam. And like the brother said, it's up to the thinkers, especially the thinkers in our community, since we thank Allah that what he said today is like giving us an opportunity to get ahead of like he's saying, stand abreast of what's getting ready to happen. Now, see, we don't want to forget, just in case we have the opportunity to share that information with and advise the government. See, that a lot of those soldiers will still be underneath their contract as being in the service. And we got so many empty bases. I mean, nice bases. They done closed down over the last 10 years that they've been keeping them upkept and clean and everything because they're having different operations going on those bases. That, again, is another opportunity for them us to advise those thousands of soldiers to come home while they're still underneath the contract to spend their debriefing time in the barracks, not the barracks, the housing areas on those bases where soldiers and their families were living at before they closed it out. They're still there. There's a bunch of them, you know. And so, again, that could be an advice to them, to let them soldiers come home and spend some quality time with their family. And while they get debriefed, they have a chance to fill out job applications, things like that, without coming home and just hitting a nut house situation where they're trying to find a place to live, they're trying to find a place to rent and all that kind of stuff. They're trying to keep their medical outbriefing appointments and all that. When they can put those soldiers, and they got time to react.
Muhammad, it's not just soldiers now, it's military people.
I'm talking about family now.
I just wanted to make it clear that it's not just soldiers, because there's people thinking army. No, not soldiers. It's soldiers. It's the Navy, the sailors. It's Marines. It's Air Force, airmen. So just say the military, not just soldiers. That's what I want to make it clear.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about the United States Armed Service. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That go bomb. They closed down so many naval bases. They closed down so many Air Force bases. They closed out for every branch of the United States Armed Service. In the last 10 or 15 years, they have closed down so many bases where they got new homes on them, where the soldiers were staying there before they closed them down. Those same soldiers could utilize those bases.
Just military people, Muhammad. Say military people, not just soldiers. People think just about the army. You know, military people, you know.
Yes, sir. So I'm just saying that those are some of the things that we can suggest to them where they can get their debriefing, enjoy their families in an atmosphere that is not bombarded with traffic or civilian responsibility. They can have their careers or placements or seminars where they can apply for a job in peace and not be just thrown back into the general population society and got all those obligations on them without any good direction, you know. So that also could be something to alleviate that here through Marva, and I'm working closely with Marva in an indirect way on another project. And I was going to tell you that there's a brother there in Fayetteville, North Carolina, who's right there, been known to Adam Bayard for I don't know how many years. He is the retired Sergeant Major, Muslim brother named Jalil Mustafa, and he is very active in that area there, on the base there, to where there's also a Pope Air Force base there. It's a combination. It's an Air Force base and it's an Army base at Fort Bragg. So I'm saying I was going to give you his number. If you want to call him and share with him some of your goals, because I have told him about all the programs, all the lifelines and everything. He's very familiar with that. And as a matter of fact, he's one of the brothers who was saying about buying a home on the land that BUII is in the process of developing, along with myself and some other soldiers who Air Force and military people, put that way, in Virginia, you know, that we've been working on some other projects. So what we're talking about today right now is showing people that Almighty God Allah is.
Well, you're going to ask, have you told him about all the different programs that we have on M36 and Blog Talk Radio and the program that we're starting
up
now?
Yes, sir.
Does he know about all
yes,
this?
Sir.
Well, tell him to call in and find out what we're doing.
Okay, and yeah, I have told him that too. Now, why he hasn't called in? You know, again, okay. They're like Chaplain Muhammad, the first Islamic chaplain in the United States Armed Service. You know, we've been knowing each other, 25 years. You got problem. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I got him involved with trying to establish something with Marvin and myself right now, and we're working. There's a lot of things like we've been saying that all of us are making do after Allah and trying to put together so that when Allah bring us all together, we'll find out that we have everything that we need. We just needed to come together. Unity is the only thing that's holding us up. You know, our unity, you know, and appreciating the community that Allah has given us in Imam W.D. Muhammad, the only community that we can see historically and on paperwork showing that we are closer to accepting.
Now I'll go back to my complaint again. And that is.
I don't want you to complain. So I'll back out. Go ahead. I yield back the floor to you. Go ahead.
No, we don't have to want this to be happening every time we call. People speak, and then Amin asked me to get, okay, my time to speak. I speak, and then I get cut off. Then somebody starts talking.
You done told me that before, and I'm trying to work with you on that, brother Muhammad. But we don't need to do it on the air. And like I say, I'm gonna try to make do out to law. I'm not gonna be your excuse for complaining about enjoying your life. I'm not gonna be that. So
it's not.
So give me time, and I'll work that out.
No, see how you talking again? See how you just talking again? Just keep on talking. I'm just saying, if you give me an opportunity to speak, I don't cut you off. When you speak for 10 minutes, I don't say nothing. Then Brother Mean asked me to come on.
Talk to the host.
I'm talking to you and the host. The host not saying anything.
Well, don't talk to me because I'm not going to be a part of us not acting like brothers on airway. I'm not going to do that. I appreciate if you
engage that way.
Just
the way it is. You better me speak. Don't keep cutting me off. You talking
ahead.
Nobody cut
go
you
ahead.
Off. So me say something, do something.
Go ahead.
Don't tell me to come on as soon as I come on and make a statement, and then you come in and start talking. No, let me finish. Let you finish. I'm talking to Amin the same thing. Are we still on?
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere, but you don't want me to say that, so I'm talking to Amin.
See, I'm talking to the host. I'm talking to the host. Amin, are you still there?
No response.
Well, I guess go ahead, Muhammad. Amin is
going
to drop the call or something.
No, sir, brother. Go ahead. I'm pretty sure you got something else to contribute. Go ahead.
Yes, I guess I would like also try to direct most of as we can to try to keep in touch with the Muslim general. Why I'm saying that, because the imam said years ago, he said a lot of my instructions as a leader of the community, a lot of my instructions and my teaching and listening is going to come through the Muslim general. And we know every week, this has been going on since now for 40-some years, since the time he became the leader, the Muslim Journal has been printed every week. I don't think they missed a week in over 30-some years. And every week on page 15, there's the Imam Muhammad's lecture. There are books out. Some people don't get the books or whatever. Everybody can get all the books. You can't read all of them. But every week in that Muslim Journal, it's our leader speaking. This paper goes all over the world. It's international paper. It goes in all places. And that's why we ask people, get your Muslim Journal, because the man said a lot of his information, structure, and direction were coming through the Muslim Journal. So that's why we're saying, asking everyone to try your best. Be part of Imam's community to get the Muslim Journal, because his lectures in there every week, and that'll help us. And Muhammad, the unity you're speaking about, this unity will help come about. We're all on the same page in that sense. just think if we all read in the Muslim Journal, that'll help us quite a bit with the unity. But we don't know what the man was saying weekly about different programs. He talked on all the different programs he gave, Ramadan sessions, and there's so much that place he spoke on in Georgia, California, wherever. It's there. He giving instructions. If we had more people that were on the same page, then it'd be easier with the unity. But we all looking at different things, going different directions, it's almost impossible to bring unity. So I'm in agreement with you. We need unity, but we have to be in the leadership, in step with the leadership, and the paper that we have, that's only one of our means of communication, is this Muslim Journal. All about MOVE and other programs, about different things that's going on in the community, the calendar events, all of this is there. So this would help us tremendously on what you're trying to bring about, helping us to bring about, all we're trying to bring about is unity. So we're working together, although it sounds like there's a conflict, a problem, but we're just trying to line up with each other. So far, it's only just the three of us, so we got to do the best we can. So we're going to have some disagreements and all that, but we're trying to do something new. This is just one journey for only a month, and you know how long it takes to establish something?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, my call it. I had dropped. Okay, yes, alhamdulillah. I welcome all comments. Let's just work on not cutting people off. Let people finish what they're saying, and don't be nervous, don't be anxious, but let people they want to say. And Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, I really appreciate you for your support and everything. I really do, really do. But let's let everybody talk. And let me bring in 404, if it's all right, Muhammad Sharif. Let me bring 404 in.
Go ahead.
All right with me. 452. Yes. Assalamualaikum.
404.
Walaikum assalam.
This is Daiya.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamualaikum.
I didn't get the name. Who's calling?
This is Daiya.
Oh, yeah. All right, God. Assalamualaikum.
Alhamdulillah. I was, had dropped, my phone had dropped too before, and I had to reconnect myself. And when when Brother Amin had asked about comments or to give him a little input on his website, about the website. So I was able to finally connect with the website, and it was put in my email. And to me, I don't really know what is going to all curtail, but it looks good. To me, it looks good. It's got all of its areas there, the technology, the science, the mathematics, got Sister Clara Muhammad, the opening and everything. And it really looks good. It tells a little bit of, it tells also about the areas that they need some more information on. It's got a nice display of the planets, you know, all and a little bit about them, and it's really, I like it. I really do. I like it, and I can hardly see what else there is to be to be put in it in order to.
That's only about 20% there. You know, we got about another 80% of stuff to put in. You know what I mean? More content, more help for the parents.
Uh-huh.
So, but
okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's coming, inshallah.
Yeah, very, very intriguing. It's something that when you look at it, it invites you in to want to know more about it, you know, and all that's involved in it. To me, that's what I get from it. And for Allah, everything will be successful with that. But wait till you get to my... our Zoom science experiment.
Okay, Zoom, okay.
Get that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done, alhamdulillah.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, brothers. Yeah, something left. Yeah, the brother, a brother named Abdul Malik Shafir, yeah, he was Air Force, in the Air Force. And Muhammad, you say you was the Air Force, too. So, yes. So I'm really kind of like depending on you brothers for input, because that was your thing, that aeronautics and space and stuff, you know. And Trump brought in the Space Force under his watch. So that's I'm really excited about that. And yeah. So somebody else want to do a little input? I'm gonna put myself on mute. So I got all y'all phones open. So you go ahead on and share.
Okay, what areas are we covering this morning? Because I didn't get on until about, it was about 9 o'clock when I got on. So what else have we covered, or what areas open for discussion?
Well, no, it's just open. Yeah, it's just open discussion. I'd like to hear a little bit more about how Mava could help us as a community and as an education. I'd like to hear a little bit more of that if you want to go into mm-hmm. that. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, contact Mava and let them know what you're doing, because basically when you do contact anyone that we contact, you want to know who are you, what your program is about, and what is it. They want to know what it's designed. So you just, you know, call, let them know what it's about. Then they can know if they want to get involved or not. But first of all, they're probably going to ask, do you know about Marva? Do you get, because we're in the paper every week in Marva, just about, so you know anything about mm-hmm. what we speak about, so all these questions say, oh, yeah, I know about it. So, and I know Muhammad had a message a couple minutes ago about, the May 7th issue of Marv has this is by Imam Colonel Khalid Shabazz, PhD, United States Army. So this is one of the people in the military that's, like he says, a full colonel. And he's quite involved with Marva. Like I said, being a colonel in the military, he's just pretty high ranking, one step below full general. And he carried his article in the Muslim Journal. So I think that's pretty significant. You got someone that's as fabulous as before in the military, a full colonel. And there's an article on him here about Marva. Okay.
Could you read it? You want to read it?
Well, it's a pretty long article. Okay, I'll just go to the beginning. At Marva Speaks,
all right.
We try to introduce people to best we can. That is, what is Marva? It says, Marva is dedicated to the veterans of the United States military and their families who support them. This column will focus on bringing information that can assist them in obtaining the many benefits due them, including health care, education, and compensation for them and their families. It also periodically will single out veterans who you need to know so that a human face is attached to the Muslim veterans. We are grateful to the leadership of Muslim Journal for extending us this privilege. Writers from around the country will contribute on a weekly basis to this column. Marva was founded through the spirit of New World Patriotism created by Imam W.D. Mohammed. And they have a, I guess you call it an emblem, with Marvel, Muslim American Veterans Association, with the flag there and the open hole, the con is open. All this is part of the Marvel emblem. It's got the Holy Quran right there with the American flag, and all it's all there, you know. And this is, it's, we're speaking about the Muslim military members and Ramadan. We're past Ramadan, but just telling about Muslim military members and Ramadan. And he gives some pictures of these different military people that's in the military here. They're all in military uniform, and they got a face mask on. Some have them on and some don't. But anyway, they have a picture there of Imam Colonel Khalid Shabazz. He said, so I won't go into, because he's basically speaking about Ramadan, so I won't go into that, but I just let us know that, how important for us to get the Muslim Journal. So I thank you for this opportunity. I'll leave it there.
Yeah. All right. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, praise be to Allah. Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, brother. All right, brother. Please grace us with some more of your understanding and knowledge. Alhamdulillah. Please.
Well, all praise is due to Allah. He's the one who has all the knowledge and understanding. We're just reflecting it. That's our ability, inshallah. And trying to share to those who have not understood the heavens and try to follow the pattern that Abraham done, to look up and look at creation and see where the guidance is coming from. And then you find out that it's coming from inside of ourselves by Allah's permission. He tells us that everything in creation is in you. So it should be easy for us to know what is making us do right, and it also should be easy for us to see what is making us go wrong and make corrections on those things according to what Allah has given us is the corrective. We know the Quran has come to make all things new, put everything and reset them to the proper balance in the creation for those who understand. And if those who understand, it's their job to make sure that everyone who they have the opportunity to share that with, that they give them some kind of understanding to go back and ponder their own self and develop their understanding at a pace that they can comprehend and continue to be into the race. So like they always say, it's not how who finishes the race, it's how you run it. So we just want to make sure everyone has the opportunity to get on the mustaqim and run with all their might and possession toward what is all is good. So that is the goal, that the good life on the Holy Quran hour, as much as we probably can reflect, that there's a lot of things out there that's nice and good, but by the fact that we know that nothing is perfect but Allah, we have to understand, be aware of the imperfection in creation, so that we will protect it from getting any larger and destroying the life has given it, since we are the Khalifa, since we are the ones who are responsible for letting the nature of all creation enjoy what Allah has given it to help us, the best of creation, the human being, in our worship to Allah and his guidance in the life of Prophet Muhammad, because again also, we are not perfect. With all this wonderful, as we go along and grow what Allah has given us to make us the best amongst all of his creation. But he has also warned your best can also cause you to be the worst if you do not keep your focus on what I have prescribed for you in my Quran, in the life example of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and those who I raised from amongst you, to constantly, you know, we know that they say, you know, through the scholars, that every 100 years, you know, someone is calling and reminding the people so they can reset their Isla on the right Qibla and make corrections.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Right. Alhamdulillah. If we do, you know, in these beginning stages, it's not a whole lot of people dialing up, and we try to organize and get it everything, you know, lined up, and as time goes on, it gets better and better, inshallah. But if somebody needs to get in, and somebody has been allotted enough time to like make their point, all we need to say, you know, let's be like Muslims. We are Muslims. They say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, a couple of times into the microphone, and that's a tip or key to have the person kind of like, you know, yield. You know, I like that. I don't know who started that, but I mean, I know if we're in the prayer line, and if the imam or the person making the prayer makes a mistake, if people say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, and get his attention. So let's continue that. And if we want to say something and somebody has made their point, you know, let's say Subhanallah. Let's be very courteous, and you know, let's get this job done. So, Alhamdulillah. So, continue, Muhammad, and Muhammad Sharif, if you want to say something, you know.
I just want to say that's an excellent suggestion that you just made. You spoke about it before, but this time it's registering. That's an excellent suggestion. We're going to do our best to follow it up. Subhanallah. Thank you.
All right. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Well, Muhammad from Columbus, please continue.
Yes, sir. Bismillah, Commander Inc. Yeah, and that suggestion that you made is a book called How Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Corrected People, and a lot of the things of the Quran that Allah shared with him are in there on how to, you know, to make, you know, things smooth and communication with your fellow human being very easy, while at the same time remembering Allah in all that you do. So that's Allah with his great unattainable wisdom for us, but he makes it clear for us what we can use on our level of understanding, and those great quotes and things to keep us tolerant and patient with each other, you know, and when we have mutual consultation with each other is always the best way to go. So we do thank Allah for you bringing that back to our dhikr and remembrance of Allah, that where it came from. You have only a few more minutes left here, so if anybody else
right.
want to say something.
Or if so, well, actually at this point, if somebody could make the prayer, and let's close out, inshallah, until this evening, until tomorrow morning. Somebody want to make it? I'll make it myself. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyaka Nabudu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Mustaqim, Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim, Wa Ladalin, Ameen.
Ameen. Peace and blessings be upon everybody. Have a great day.
All right. Have a good day.